Hello, and welcome to Healing and Recovery with Dr. G. You are invited to participate in this podcast dedicated to those in recovery from traumatic experiences. These are scripture references that I have used to help me in dealing with my recovery. Jeremiah 1:5. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Exodus 14:14. The Lord himself shall fight for you. Just stay calm. Philippians 4:6-7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Now, this scripture is particularly helpful for someone who is in recovery because it says, don't be anxious. And one of the scriptures says, don't be anxious. And the interesting thing about it is that it doesn't say, don't be sad or don't cry. It says, don't be anxious. So that tells me that God knows that we will experience anxiety. And is this because of trauma we experienced or sin that has been committed against us, which in most cases, the sin and the trauma probably are very closely related. But this lets me know that I have a place to take my anxiety. I have someone who understands that I may feel anxious and that if I can exchange my anxiety for his peace. 2 Corinthians 12:6-10. If I wanted to boast, I would be no fool in doing so, because I would be telling the truth. But I won't do it because I don't want anyone to give me credit beyond what they can see in my life or hear in my message. Even though I have received such wonderful revelations from God, so to keep me from becoming proud, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and keep me from becoming proud. 3 different times I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time he said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me. This is why I take pleasure in my weakness and in the insults, hardships, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green pastures, in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever.